Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Ohio State Buckeyes won the national title on Monday night over Notre Dame. And I don't know if you noticed this, but the last 2 years in the college football playoff, there has not been an SEC team even in the championship game.
That's a shame.
And last year it was Michigan, Washington. This year it's Notre Dame, Ohio State. And the winner of both of those games was the Big Ten team. Michigan in 2024, 2025, it is the Ohio State Buckeyes. And the man who considers himself the most educated football fan in America, though I question that, SEC Homer himself, Mr. Paul Feinbaum,
Paul,
was asked by Mike Greenberg on Get Up about the maybe shift in power in the world of college football.
Does the Big Ten own college football?
The answer, Greeny, is yes. The Big Ten, at the moment, owns college football. And there's no way you can say it doesn't. When you go back-to-back, that's generational. In Ohio State's case, they beat two SEC schools along the way. And there's an old saying that was emanated in 1828 when Andrew Jackson was elected president.
Yes.
Senator from New York said, to the victor belongs the spoils. And that's exactly where the Big Ten is this morning. It's an uncomfortable feeling for the SEC, which has owned the sport, but it's a reality this morning.
When Andrew Jackson was elected president, not a great president that Andrew Jackson was, but
that's a good thing. That's the one my family's related to.
That's tough. that is something that you could hear the pain in Paul Feinbaum's voice when he had to admit the fact the SEC does not hold the power in college football anymore.
I mean, it's we talked about the democratization, as it were, of college football. We've talked about this for the last couple of years. That's what's happened. Is there's the SEC is no longer capable or able to hoard talent on a level heretofore unseen.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one to go back to is Georgia when they were three deep.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
Well, that's why it's so widely mocked when Nick Saban went on Monday and criticized NIL and said the people out there need to know this model's unsustainable. Which he's right. It's not a sustainable model. But he said it's not good for players. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It absolutely is good for players.
Because they're getting a lot more, because we all know you were paying them a lot less.
He said it has to be done in a way where there's some kind of competitive balance. Every school must have the same thing. One school can't spend $30 million for players while another school is spending $3 million.
Yeah, because you're broke boys. That's the thing. It's like, as much as the SEC, it just means more down here, when they were giving out bags that were more, it was 200,000 versus 300,000, not 2 million versus 3 million.
And you were
in those Big Ten schools, they got a lot more. Michigan and Ohio State have more alumni than anyone else.
Well, here is where nobody in the SEC wants to admit this part too. They're saying that they're not fundraising at the level of those other schools at, you know, the $20 million roster at Ohio State. Well, that's because the money that was going to players, it was like about $3 million, right? Mm-hmm. Tax-free under the table. Mm-hmm. That money was still going to players. Yeah. And this is the thing. When Nick Saban says that, it's like, well, you can't be spending, you know, $30 million on a roster for one team and only $3 million on another. What was Nick Saban paid as the head coach at Alabama?
Yeah, was it $15 million a year?
Okay. I think it was closer to 11, and then his endorsements and stuff like bumped that up,
well,
right?
No, it was his last year he got 15 because he got matched to the highest contract.
You know what, though? Don't you think it's a little unfair, Nick, that Alabama could pay you that salary, but poor little Oregon State, they can't do that to their coach. Maybe you should get your... You're right, Nick. It's not fair to these adults.
Yes, you should probably give your money back, Nick.
We should have no competitive advantage anywhere.
You used it to buy another 16 Cadillac dealerships?
Is it a competitive... It's just unfair that Oregon has these great facilities and Mississippi State doesn't. Huh. What is he talking about? Like, this is the whole thing with... There's always been competitive imbalance, whether it was the region that your school was in, whether it was how much your boosters could pay your head coach, whether it was your boosters under the table with the bagmen paying the players, facilities. There's always been a competitive imbalance. And now that the players are getting money is where it's like, whoa, 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 we need to rein this in. No. Don't give me that. There is the haves and the have-nots. Yeah. There always have been the haves
and the have-nots.
The
problem is they've become the have-nots, and they don't like it.
No. No, and that's...
It's not fun when the rabbit's got the gun.
This is always what happens when there is a landscape shift and change.
This is what we talk about with power vacuums. When the SEC had all the power, everything was fine. Status quo was fine. We don't need to make any changes. But now all of a sudden that because here's the deal, like when these TV deals fall off and we move to the super conferences, there's going to be an even further leveling out. Because if you think that the Big Ten is going to make less than the SEC, you're out of your bleeping mind. You're out of your mind. It's not going to happen. They're going to be on the same level footing. And that extra SEC money that they've been getting for the years, that's going away. It's good because they're going to be on the same level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then what do they complain about when that's level two?
Well, there's been a lot that has gone into this, and this has kind of been, it's been a dramatic shift with NIL and the transfer portal happening all at once, right? And you're seeing these guys that can go and they can transfer from an SEC school to a Big Ten school and get over that hump immediately. And like Caleb Downs is a great one. He's a guy that's a guy that Nick Saban recruited to Alabama. It's a guy that Nick Saban gave NIL money to at Alabama. He goes and he's like, I'm out. Deuces. Like, I want to go and win the championship. I'm looking at Alabama. They're going to give me a big chunk of money. It's a team that is ready to win a title. I want to go and I want to do that. And he did, right? Like, there is that aspect of it that a lot of people don't like. And look, with a new coach, I think that changes things. You could throw that all out the window. When you get a new coach in,
sure, yeah,
that is so different.
Yeah, no, that's an entire...
But the hoarding thing of talent is where a lot of the SEC has come back down to earth.
Yes.
Because guys are like, I don't really need to stick around home. I can go across the country.
Also, Quinyon Mitchell, the guy that we're talking about, is so important. What school did he go to?
Toledo.
What school went after him?
Alabama.
Okay. Yeah. You can go get the money. You can go get your time. You can still get in the NFL and you can shine anywhere. For all of the, do you want to come to Alabama and go to the NFL? Brother, scouting's different now.
Yeah.
If you are one of them boys, you're going to the league.
Mm-hmm.
Period, point blank. And you can get your money.
Yeah, but you...
And you get the proliferation of talent that just spreads out.
when everybody is leaving, you can't stockpile your talent and just say, we're going to win. Boom, yeah. Boom. Like Notre Dame this year, one of the incredible things about their run was how banged up they really were. Mm-hmm. On the defense, offensive line and their defense was, yep. they had injuries across the board. But when you don't have teams that are three deep, just waiting with dude after dude after dude.
NFL dude.
Like that.
It changes.
I think it's good for college football. No. And we're seeing, now granted, Michigan and Ohio State have won the national titles. Let's not act like, we got new blood winning titles again.
No, you have the oldest of blue bloods in the country.
But you're allowing the opportunity for other schools to rise up, mm-hmm. and to take a little bit of that power away. And it's going to be a tough pill to swallow for the SEC. You could hear it, especially with Paul Feinbaum having to admit the Big Ten has passed the
for
SEC.
Now.
For in that it
that
is.
Was, well, that was the funny part, though, is he made sure he's like, for now. Like, you, there's a.
Do you want to, the SEC may start pooling their money together in order to. Like,
hey, Dusty, where's Walmart?
They're going to be sitting there, Arkansas. Okay. They're going to be like, all right, guys, we need to build a $40 million roster for the betterment of the SEC yeah. as a whole. And they're just going to be like, we're going to draw straws. Mm-hmm. Then when Vanderbilt gets that winning straw and they get a $40 million roster, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so much fun.
But, you know, that won't happen.
So many goalposts in the river.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.